Chapter 88. From the table, all stand as usual. On one chair back hang the old man's hairy cap and coat. Look, whispers the lodger, pointing his friend's attention to these objects with a trembling finger. I told you so. When I saw him last, he took his cap off, took out the little bundle of old letters, hung his cap on the back of the chair. His coat was there already, for he had pulled that off before he went to put the shutters up, and I left him turning the letters over in his hand, standing just where that crumbled black thing is upon the floor. Is he hanging somewhere? They look up. No. See, whispers Tony. At the foot of the same chair there lies a dirty bit of thin red cord that they tie up pens with. That went round the letters. He undid it slowly, leering and laughing at me, before he began to turn them over, and threw it there. I saw it fall. What's the matter with the cat? Says Mr. Guppy. Look at her. Mad, I think. And no wonder in this evil place. They advance slowly, looking at all these things. The cat remains where they found her, still snarling at the something on the ground before the fire, and between the two chairs. What is it? Hold up the light. Here is a small burnt patch of flooring. Here is the tinder from a little bundle of burnt paper, but not so light as usual, seeming to be steeped in something. And here is it the cinder of a small charred and broken log of wood sprinkled with white ashes, or is it coal? Oh, horror, he is here. And this from which we run away, striking out the light and overturning one another into the street, is all that represents him. Help, help, help. Come into this house for heaven's sake. Plenty will come in, but none can help. The Lord Chancellor of that court, true to his title in his last act, has died the death of all Lord Chancellors in all courts, and of all authorities in all places under all names soever, where false pretenses are made, and where injustice is done. Call the death by any name your highness will, attribute it to whom you will, or say it might have been prevented how you will, it is the same death eternally inborn, inbred, engendered in the corrupted humors of the vicious body itself, and that only spontaneous combustion, and none other of all the deaths, that can be died. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.